Perakov Aleph, Darche Knias Hal Chasidus, the ways in which to acquire the Midah of piety. Hine Mimasha Yoel Harbe Liknos Achasidus, that which will work very well to acquire the Midah of piety, Hu Godol Hahistaklos Verov Hahizbonanos, is the greatness of the introspection and the greatness of his thought. Ki Kashar Yarbe Ha'adam Lahizbonan Al Godor Muso Yizborach, Vesaklos Shne Muso, because when a person increases his thought processes about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and in the perfection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'rov HaHerchek HaBilti Mishohar, and the great distance that is unmeasurable, Shebein Gedulasu Uvein Shiflusenu, that is between his greatness and our lowliness, Yigrom Lo, this will cause for him, Sheimala Yiro Ra'odu Milafanam, that he will be filled with fear and trembling before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'bizbonu Aruch HaSodav Imanu, and when a person really contemplates the great kindnesses that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, the Agodel Ahavasi Yisborach LeYisrael, and on the great love that HaKadosh Baruch has for Kal Yisrael, Valkirvas HaYasharim Elav, and on how he draws those who are just and straight close to him, Umalas HaTorah VaMitzvos, and the greatness of Torah and Mitzvos, V'chayot Min HaYunim VaHadimudim, and similar types of looking into things and learning things, V'adei Shetez Loid Bo Ava Aza, surely this will light up within him, Ava Aza, a strong love, V'yivchar V'yisav LeDabek Bo, and then he will want and choose to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki b'ra'oso she'Hashem Yizborach Hu lanu la'av mamesh, when a person sees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is for us of literally a father, u'merachim aleinu ka'av al banim, and he has mercy upon us like a father for a child, yis'or bo b'hemshech, he will be awakened as an outcome from that, hachifetz v'hachuka ligmoldo kevein al aviv, that he will have a desire and a want to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a son to the father. And for this, a person needs to close himself off in solitary in his rooms, and to take all of his knowledge and his understanding to look into things and to search into to all these true things. And surely it would be helpful for him to increase his consistency and to look into the psalms of David HaMelech and to look into them in their statements and their ideas. Because when a person gets filled with love and fear and all types of piety, when he thinks about them, he will not refrain from being greatly awakened, to follow along in that path and to go along with it. So it will be very helpful to read stories about pious individuals, the agodas asher bo'usham, and the different agadas that come there. Ki kol elim ma'orerim es ha'seichel, because all these awaken the intellect, leis yoit, to advise, v'lasos k'maseim ha'nechmodim, to do like their desired actions. V'zemavor, and this is self-evident. Ach mafsidi ha'chasidus, but that which detracts from chasidus, from piety, him ha'trojos v'hadagos, are other involvements and worries. Ki b'yos ha'seichel torud v'nechpoz b'dagos v'v'azakov, because when the mind is preoccupied and pressed with his worries and his doings, it will be impossible for him to pay attention to this contemplation. And without this contemplation, he will not attain piety. Even if he had attained it before, his preoccupations, they push the intellect, and they confuse it. And they don't allow a person to strengthen himself in fear of Hashem and loving Hashem, and all other things that are needed for a person to reach piety, like we have mentioned before. Therefore, Chazal say in the Gemara in Shabbos, "In Hashchina Shora Lo Mitoch Atzos, the Shchina doesn't dwell within sorrow, v'lo mitoch kalas rosh, and not within joviality, v'lo mitoch dvorim b'telim, and not through things of idle talk." Rather through happiness of doing a mitzvah, and all the more so pleasures and enjoyments, which are actually the opposite of what piety is. They seduce the heart to be drawn after them, and then a person is removed from all these aspects of separation and true knowledge. Omnam, however, Masha Yuchal Lishmor as Ha'odam, that which can protect a person, Ulatzilum min Hasidim Haila, and save him from these things that detract him from Hasidus, Hu Abitachon, is trust. Hu Shiyashlech Yehovah Al Hashem Lagami, that he shall put his total, his load on HaKadosh Baruch Hu entirely. Pasha Yedo Kivada Yehshua Sheyechzer La'odam Masha Nikzalo, that he should know that it's impossible for a person to be lacking that which was decreed upon him. Uchemosha Omer Zechorin Levracha, and this is what Chazal say b'ma'arehem when they say in the statement in Beitza, Kol mizonosa shal odom ketuvan lo mirosh Hashanah al Yom Kippurim, that all the sustenance of a person is set for him between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. V'chein Omer, and so too Chazal say in the Gemara in Yoma, Ein odom nogeh b'muchan l'chaveru afilu kamonu lo nima, that a person can't touch something that is prepared for his friend, even a hair's breadth. Uchvor hoya ha'odom yochol yios, and man could have been yoshev a bottle to just sit around and doing nothing, v'agzeru ha'isim iskiyamas, and then the decree of Hashem would be fulfilled. Im lo shekodem haknos l'chol bnei adam, if not for the fact that the punishment came to all people, v'zeas hapecha tochol lechem, that in the sweat of our brow we have to eat bread. Asher al kein chayev adam l'ishtadl, that because of that a person has to put in their effort, eze ishtadlo s'tzara panasoso, whatever effort it may be, in order to be able to get a livelihood. Shekein gozer hamelech aliyon, this was the decree of the king up above. Shareza kemas shaporea kol haminha enoshi, this is like the tax that all people have to pay, asher ein lehim olim mimeno, that there's no way to avoid it. Alkein amru, therefore, Chazal say in the Sifri, yochal afilu yoshev v'botol, maybe a person could even sit and do nothing, tamal lomar, it comes to teach you, v'chol mishloch yodecha asher tasa, and anything that your hand goes to do. Ach lo shah yishtadlus hu amol, but it's not the person's effort that is actually what does it. It's just that the hishtadlus, the effort, has to be done. The chemach hishtadlus, once the person put in the effort, he did his obligation. And now there's a place for the bracha from Shemayim to come and dwell upon him. A person doesn't need to waste his whole life away with putting in extra efforts. And this is what David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Ki lo mimotzu mimarav, lo mimidbar horim, that is not from east or west, and not from the desert do you get uplifted from. Ki Elohim shofei, because Hashem is the judge, ze yashvil v'ze yorim, this one he will make lower, and this one he will lift up. Ushlom HaMelech alav HaShalom Amar, and Shlom HaMelech says in Mishlei, Al tagia l'ha'asher mibinoth chachadol, don't push yourself to become rich, from your understanding you have to refrain. Ela haderech ha'amiti, rather the way of truth is, hu darkim shel hachasidim rishonim, this is like the way the original pious individuals did it. Osim toros en ikar, they made their Torah their main thing, u'melachtan tefela, and their work was secondary. Bezev ezen iskayim biyodam, and both were fulfilled in their hands. Ki cheven sha'osa adam k'tzas melacha, that once a person does a little bit of work, misham v'hola ein lo ela livtoach bekono, from then on, he just has to trust in his Creator, and he shouldn't be troubled from anything worldly. Then his mind will be able to be opened, and his heart be ready for the true piety and for the complete avodas Hashem.